The Guarantee is a new film which recreates the drama around the Irish government's decision to guarantee the entire domestic banking system in September 2008.
The assumption here is that we are the first country in human history that's ever had a boom. This is a classic bubble. It's going to end in tears.
Well, the markets are in turmoil tonight.
AIB down 52%, Anglo are down 57%.
Taoiseach, will you be intervening to support the banks?
We have 10 hours to fix this.
You are the finance minister of a sovereign democratic member state. You have to do the best by your people.
All we need is to get Anglo through to the end of the week.
We need the moolah. You have it. You're going to give it to us, and when will that be?
It's not about a rogue bank anymore. It's about the system. You need to think about the system. It's about confidence. Now, we don't want anyone abusing the guarantee.
Ian Power is the director of the film The Guarantee, and he joins me in studio now. Ian, remind us, the film is based on a play called Guaranteed by Colin Murphy.
That's right.
So it's slightly changed title from Guaranteed to The Guarantee. And how did you get involved then in adapting it from stage to screen?
It came to me in March this year, so it's had quite a quick turnaround, you know. But I hadn't gotten to see the play. I think my daughter might have been born around the time, but I was kind of aware of it, and I got to see kind of a recording that they had made of it. But I was kind of sold on the event from the off, actually. I just thought it's the right thing to be addressing, you know.
The play at the time was sort of a rehearsed reading. It was even unusual in that sense. You know, people went along and saw some of the actors maybe with scripts and different actors playing different characters. How much of that spirit did you want to bring into the film then?
Well, I love the fact that they didn't, they recognised the potential of this material as a piece of entertainment first and foremost, but actually you know, that they didn't feel the need to embellish it or sensationalize it, because left alone it's just powerful stuff. So that was kind of the main thing that I took from Colin's approach from the off, and in fairness to Colin, that was kind of what he brought into the adaptation as well, you know. So there are elements or things that were kind of integral to the play. Like, for example, they acted out the archive, but we could show the archive. So there were things like that that we kind of had an advantage, and it allowed us then to just focus on the character and have as much fun with them as possible.
Well, maybe remind us then of the story of The Guarantee, because it's a story we think we all know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a story that we know, but we've digested it in kind of sound bites and snippets, and usually from people who have a kind of an agenda, you know, in and of the moment. And what we wanted to do is try and remove that and just tell the entire story. So the film runs from sort of mid 2007, around the beginnings of the credit crunch, right up until the night of The Guarantee, which in an ideal world, the film would have been kind of a night on Earth. But if you did that, you might have a kind of a very different perspective on the main characters. And it was important to show that they were kind of part and parcel of this sort of disaster that they were living through on the night, you know.
Now, on a practical level, there are a hell of a lot of numbers involved in this story.
Yeah.
So selling that, you know, that challenge of trying to engage an audience with just the economics of it, the endless figures, the endless headlines, how did you decide to approach that?
Well, we didn't want to shy away from the truth of it, and the facts, you know, are powerful in and of themselves. But at the same time, you don't want to blind people with, you know, trying to communicate stuff that they don't necessarily need to preoccupy with, you know. There's a moment in The Wolf of Wall Street where he tries to explain an IPO, and he goes, actually, hang on, it's not important what it is, you just need to know that it's important. And so the actors did a huge amount of research, and we did a huge amount of research, but we did it so that you don't have to do a huge amount of research to understand it, so that it could be communicated in terms of what people are feeling and the sort of human experience of going through this journey with the characters.
But you're unafraid to show the numbers. I mean, you know, the script or the story is punctuated with facts, figures all the way through. You challenge the audience to go with you on that too.
Yeah, well, I think it's important that, you know, you don't want to feel that we're condescending to the audience. I think the Irish people have a hunger to hear the truth here, and for it not to be simplified and not to be digested, because actually we've kind of been sold versions of the story that suit people to be to sell to.
You mentioned the actors there. Fine cast lined up for this film. You might remind us of some of the people involved, and then we'll take a listen to them in action.
We've got Gary Lydon, who plays Brian Cowan. We've got Morgan C. Jones, who plays Sean Fitzpatrick. Peter Coonan plays David Drum, and Orla Fitzgerald plays a character called Kate Walsh, who is a sort of amalgamation of several characters, but mostly a fictionalised character.
And then we have Brian Lennon, played by...
Sorry, Brian Lennon is played by David Murray, who's fantastic, actually, in the part. So.
Okay,
sorry,
well,
David.
Let's take a listen to David Murray. He's getting the spotlight now. Yeah. David Murray in action here from your film.
Is the government about to back an Anglo rescue of Nationwide?
Nationwide has rallied. Nobody's talking about a rescue.
Have you talked about it? Have you discussed this with Anglo?
No.
Really, Minister?
No.
Because it would be like tying two stones together, Minister. They would both sink.
It's not something we're considering.
Minister, let's get to the heart of this. This is about Anglo, isn't it? Irish Nationwide is small in comparison, but Anglo is the big fish. 70 billion in loans, a huge exposure in property to a small amount of people. You have Europe's answer to Lehman Brothers on your hands.
All of the Irish banks are well capped, all of them well capitalized. This is about liquidity, a global liquidity crisis.
You try to give some insight in the film into the personal relationship, which everybody's fascinated by, really, between Brian Cowan and Brian Lennon, especially coming up to that night. Obviously, the stuff around it, you know, the facts and figures are a matter of public record. But those private conversations we know little about, or do we? Or how is that researched? How did you come to those moments and write those moments?
Well, I think it's that thing of, you know, drama, the rules of drama aren't arbitrary. They come from life. They come out of, you know, if you put people in a certain situation, there's a finite number of ways that they're going to react to it. And so any time that we kind of deviated from record, it was informed by the record. So you kind of look at it, and there, too often myself and Colin would have a conversation. I'd say, hey, you know, if this was a movie, entirely fictional movie, there would be right here, you would have a moment where someone did XYZ, and he would go, actually, that's kind of funny because something really similar to that happened with some other character. And then we'd fold that into the story. So with Lenihan and Cowan, it's the relationship is interesting because, you know, you have, you know, the new Minister of Finance dealing with the new Taoiseach, but the new Taoiseach was the old Minister for Finance. So there's a kind of a, it's all very complex and intricate and all the stuff that you'd like from good drama.
And all the talk this week about the letter from Trichet to Brian Lennon, we might finally get to glimpse at it. That's curious for you.
Yeah, it's in a way, it's kind of nice because very early on, things are starting to point towards, you know, aspects of what Lennon was doing, which were reactionary to kind of a force that, you know, from the ECB that felt too heavy, in my opinion. And so I still think the ECB have an awful lot to answer for and part of the thing that I'd like to think the movie does is presents all the events and allows you to say, well, actually, all these people that we're pointing the fingers at, who we are correct to point the fingers at, maybe we're missing the biggest picture, which is, like, the analogy I've been using is, if credit was crack cocaine, we're the worst cocaine addicts in Europe, but we're not the cartel. And for the cartel, you have to look outside the country, and that's where the money came from. And I think that's there's something interesting in that.
So finally, the red carpet beckons tomorrow night.
That's right, yeah.
And the movie then begins to open at the weekend. What are your hopes for it?
I just hope people go and see it and that they that it has strikes a chord, I suppose, the chord that it struck in me to want to get involved in it, and that they enjoy it. You know, it's fun. It has everything that you would expect in a movie, you know.
There could be a sequel. Director Ian Power has been talking to us about his new film, The Guarantee, which can be seen in selected cinemas nationwide from tomorrow.